What's up, y'all? You are now tuning in to Queen Queen World Podcast.
Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo Podcast, get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo Podcast, get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo Podcast. Look. This the Queen Quimo Podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts all facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high, why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it, any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah, Midwest we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
What's up, y'all? Today is December the 29th, 2019, and you're listening to the Queen Quimo Podcast. Shalom, salutations, all of that good shit. How y'all doing? I know that y'all getting ready for a new year. You know, 2020 is like literally a couple days away. And bro, I'm so motherfucking excited about this year. I don't even know what to do. Like, I literally like been in a very, very good mood probably for about the last 2 weeks. You know, and some of it is because, you know, a bitch ain't working at Amazon no more. You know, literally, that's a plantation. But that's another story for another episode. But that was one of them. And then, literally, I'm just really excited about the year of 2020. You know, I really have been preparing long and hard, like, for months, like, diligently for the year of 2020. Because it's just a lot of stuff that I feel like have worked for me and 2018 2019, and so I've learned a lot, and I really want to apply a lot of the things that I learned the last 2 years and into 2020, but like going to the full-fledged. And so one of the episodes I did was like, are you ready for 2020? I talked a little bit about vision boards and project management boards and your goals and shit like that. But one of the things I really feel like is necessary for me to discuss is budgeting. You know, I'm a firm believer in budgeting. Like, literally, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and I be jobless a lot of times. I told you I get fired and hired a whole lot. So because of that, I always literally have to like stick to my budget. I need to know exactly what the hell I'm bringing in every single month. I need to know exactly what my expenses are, and I need to make sure that I'm not just spending money to be spending money, because I just know that shit, sometimes my opportunities, you know, are limited and they come to an end, and I need to make sure that I have money to always keep me with more opportunities. You feel me? So, you know, sometimes people be saying they want to start saving money. That's always on everybody's goal. Oh, I want to start saving money. I'm gonna start putting money to the side this year. This time I'm gonna really do money. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. But nobody really take the time to actually sit down, create them a budget plan, realize where the fuck the expenses are going. So it's like, it's a lot of work required into creating a budget and being successful with it. So this year I decided to like just share people my sheet that I use for me. I just use a little like spread. I like to create a lot of stuff using Word documents and shit like that, and I just print them and use them for myself. So y'all know me, I'm a journaler and I use sheets. I literally have to write everything down. So like once I write some shit down and I like do that, it's in my mind, it's imprinted in there. That's my way of like having chaos organization. Like I have to have shit written down. Like, so if you come to my house, I literally have numbers and boards and words on every single board and goals on every single board, and I have boards everywhere, and I need them there because I need them in front of me to look at them. But if other people are outside looking at them, it probably is not going to make sense to them. So, anyways, with that being said, one of the things that I wanted to do is just become a little bit more organized. You know, that was a goal for 2020, and become financially stable and free. And the way to get to that is by creating a budget, which I think people hear the word budget and kind of get like make budget to be some other shit than what the fuck it is. And so like a lot of people be like, oh, I ain't on no budget, I got it. They want to ball like they're not on a budget, or ball on a budget, or whatever the fuck they want to do. I'm here to tell you, successful people do have a fucking budget. People who are striving or like trying to become more disciplined should have a budget, because basically a budget is just a spending plan. So if you don't like saying the word budget, you could say you need to create a spending plan for yourself. You should not just have money and not have a plan on what you want to do with your money. So everybody budget at some type of form. They may not write things down, or they may not feel like they have to do all of this extra extravagant shit with their budget, but you should have a plan on what you're going to do with your money and how you're going to spend your money. So if you're trying to like eliminate some debt, or trying to clear up some things, you should be creating a budget. So a couple of things I pulled up. I pulled up an article called mappingoutyourfuture.org, and it's pretty much like a list of different things to help you like formulate your own budget. So I've been using the same budget plan, just updating it a little bit more every year since I was probably about 18. My teacher showed me how to make a budget when I moved into my first apartment. But at the time, that budget really, really worked well for me. But you know, sometimes players fuck up and you don't include different things into a budget, because like literally you know, when you 18, you just don't have as much fuck ups as you do as you like 30 from the shit you did when you was 18. But like literally that same formula that I've been using have helped me stay on track, but I like over the years I've had to add different things to it, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, this article that I pulled up got some different tips on that. So it was saying like one thing you could do, number one, is write down your values. So write down what matters to you, and then put your values in order. Okay, the second thing it said to do was write down your goals. So think about what you want to do and accomplish financially in the next 3 months, next year, or the next 3 years. And thirdly, determine your income. So it's just asking you, figure out what available income that you have, that you take home from your checks. So figure out if you're getting any checks, if you have any side hustles, if you got anything like that you want to include in your revenue that you get on a continuous basis. You need to determine what that income is. Now, don't include overtime, because you know overtime isn't a regular thing. But like anything that you do on a consistent basis, that you know you receive on a consistent basis, though, try to include that as your income. And then another thing it's saying here is determine your expenses. So literally, I was on social media. I know if y'all my Facebook friends, y'all seen me giving away budget sheets. That's pretty much like a lot of the shit that they listed in this article. That's what I do. So the budget sheet that I gave away, and if you want one, you can email me and I will send you a copy of this budget sheet. I'll probably put it in the link in the description of this episode. You can just download it, print it, and start using it. But literally, that's what I have people do. I ask them to write down all of their expenses. I tell them to do that first, because sometimes we do not even realize that we be spending that much fucking money. We don't realize it. So to kind of open people up and get them motivated to doing the budget, because that's what motivated me to start really taking my budget serious, was figure out what the fuck I'm spending every single month. Like, where's all of my money? So the good thing about 2019, 2020 now is that like a lot of us use our cards to make purchases. A lot of us are using our bank cards, our debit cards, our credit cards. So if you're having a hard time remembering different things that you pay every single month, you can always check out your debit card transactions or your bank transactions and see an idea of like what the hell you spent every single month. Write it all down. So if you stop at the gas station every morning and you spend $10 at the gas station every single day because you get your coffee, you get your snack, and you get your chips, you need to write that down. If you always loan somebody $5, $10 every check, or whatever the hell you're doing, and it's a continuous thing for you, you need to write that shit down. Like everything that you do with your money for the whole month, you need to write it down so that you can track it. So now that you then tracked all of your expenses, like, you know what you're spending every day, you know what you're spending every month, like, you know, like, you didn't got to estimate. Now you need to, like, prioritize it. So, like, out of these expenses, which one's my priority? Like, this is some shit that I gotta pay. Like, gotta pay my car note, gotta pay my rent, gotta pay student loans, etc. Shit like that. Gotta get my nails did, because everybody's necessities is not the same. Some people have necessities for different reasons. Like, if you got an office job or your job requires you, like, to look good, because part of you looking good is what helps you get the rest of your fucking coins, then yeah, you need to probably put a necessity in there for shit like that. Necessity doesn't mean like, oh, well, you know, oh, it only got to be your bills. It only got to be shit like that, like your major bills. No, a necessity for you may be Starbucks. If you got to have that $5 motherfucking cup of coffee so that you don't smack a peck of wood at work for having you fucked up, then make sure you put that shit in the motherfucking budget. Okay, put it in the budget. So, like, shit, literally put down your necessities and things that you need. Now that you know what's the priorities, the shit that you need, the shit that you could do without, start, you know, eliminating that shit. Like, just overly spending. Or if you want to spend about stuff, set limits for that. So start making them, like, more flexible, so to speak. You feel me? Cut it in half. Instead of spending, like, shit, I go to the gas station every single morning and I spend $10 at the gas station. Okay, start limiting yourself to $5 every morning. So now, instead of you going 7 days a week, 10 days, $70, now you're doing 5 days for 7 days, that's $35. So you started saving some money there. You already cutting costs just on your gas station trips. And then even if you could just eliminate the trip period. Like, okay, why am I going to the gas station? Well, I'm going to the gas station because I wake up too motherfucking late to make me some coffee and to get my snacks. So it's just different things like that. Start paying attention to why you spend the money on the things that you're spending and see if you can accommodate that. So, like, literally, making a budget is not just about you just being, like, financially responsible. It also helps you make healthier choices in your life as far as diet and shit goes too. So, like, for example, if you eating out every single day, I go and eat out every day. Like, okay, for lunch at work, I spend $4 to eat the 4 for $4. So I'll say, like, $4.37 eat a 4 for $4 every single day. So you do that every single day that you go to work, because some of us work 4 to 5 days or 7 days or whatever. You spending that $4.37, I'll say, like, 5 days a week, that's $21 just for lunch. Then you get off of work, you do the same exact thing because you're too tired. You like, so I'm gonna just eat Wendy's again when I go to work. So now you at $42 just from eating out to and from work. So then you get off of work. You off of work for the day. You like, all right, we off the weekend. I'm going to go out to eat. Me and my friends, the kids, you know, you start adding that shit up. Be an extra little $30 to $60, depending on if you got to take yourself to eat. So now you got $60 on top of the $40. That's $100 a week just in eating out. All of that is just because of convenience, you being tired, shit like that. So what you can do to eliminate that off day that you have, instead of going out to eat, spending money, go kicking it with a bunch of motherfuckers you don't need to be around anyway, go to the grocery store. You go to places like Aldi's. I don't know how y'all feel about Aldi's, but look here, bro. Like, literally, me and my budget, we tight, okay? Me and my budget, we tight, because I know I have to have my expenses all the way calculated and spend like I'm a responsible rich person instead of being like a careless broke person. I'm just not finna do it. Like, even though I'm a little bit brokey broke, you know, my goal is to not keep continuing to stay broke. So I try to limit myself to eating out so much. So, like, I eat out twice, maybe like twice a month, something like that. But other than that, I don't eat out like that, bro. A bitch cooks. And you know what I do? Go to Aldi's. So instead of taking that $30 to $40 $30 to $60 that you would take eating out on the weekend on your off day, what you can do is cook. You can go ahead and go cook. Go to motherfucking Aldi's, bro. Go get you some vegetables. Go get you some beans or whatever you eat. I know everybody ain't vegan friendly. Vegan work for me, but not really vegan, because like I said, when I want some chicken, I'm going to eat some chicken. When I want some tacos, I'm going to eat some tacos. But I do try to, like, just make healthier choices, so to speak. Literally, though, like, just doing shit like that, like, all right, I ain't finna keep on going to eat like that. I'm not finna keep spending all my money eating out, because when you think about it, bruh, you get that 4 for 4. Literally after you burp, that shit did nothing for your body. You still hungry. You burped, you it's gone. Like shit, you feel you got a headache and shit now. Instead of you having to eat that shit every single day, meal prep that one day that you got off, just cook it all for the week, put it here and there, you're gonna feel better, you're gonna look better, and you ain't spent all of that money on no motherfucking Wendy's for somebody that's standing over your food huffing and puffing and spitting on it because you put a little extra oomph on the microphone when you get your order. So it's just shit like that. Like, that's why budget is important, because it eliminates not just for you, like, having financial problems, but health problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know you don't have the money to keep on eating out all day like that, you could just go grocery shopping. You could buy the good things that you need that'll fill you up where you won't have to keep stopping and eating all of this greasy, unhealthy shit. You can eat shit that's going to be greasy and unhealthy that may fill you up a lot quicker than that shit. You feel me? And then, on top of that, just, like, make moves. Like, all right, if you go out a lot, if you go out and you're spending $30 and $40, maybe sometimes $50, $60, sometimes people spending hundreds of dollars just going out every single weekend and shit, you know that's not in your budget to do. Limit yourself to going out one time a month. You don't have to go to the club. You can still go outside and see. That's what people be thinking, like, okay, well, when I go, I got to spend some money. You don't have to have money to go do shit. There is plenty of things that I do. Like, literally, y'all, when I tell y'all I'm the cheapest bitch on the block, I'm the cheapest bitch on the block, and I be really living my motherfucking best life. Not spending no motherfucking money because I don't got it to spend, bro. There are just so many different things that you can do without spending a dime. Find people that you can do that shit with. Like, literally. All right, I want to get out the house. I really don't have no destination to go to, but I want to go out, mingle people. I get on Eventbrite, find me a nice little networking event, and majority of the times, them bitches be lit. Get on Eventbrite, start going to them free networking events, and start surrounding yourself with like minds, because, like, literally, if I have to spend money, look here, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you dead honest truth. If I got to motherfucking spend money, I'm probably not going to go. Now, not on every occasion, but majority of my occasions where I'm spending money, if I got to spend my hard-earned money, I plan that shit out. So, like I said, this is what I do personally, so I don't want y'all to be like, oh, bitch, we ain't all got to do what you do. No, y'all right. Y'all don't got to do what the fuck I do, but I'm going to tell y'all what the fuck I do. If I'm going to plan the trip or if I want to do an outing, like, you know, go out and do shit, I plan that shit out. That way, I done already put money to the side for that. I done already scheduled this day to be off. I already have the people that I want to go out with already know that we're going to do this. And that's going to be that. But you know what else I do? That if I want to have fun and, you know, just have a nice little time, shit, I have a little kickback. It ain't got to be nothing that's extravagant. Have a few friends over. We discuss books or we discuss goals and we discuss money. And then sometimes we do a little turn up. Do the chicken head. Dance and do the heel toe. And then we go on about my business. Like, I personally, my budget, everything is budgeted. When I'm telling you, my time is budgeted. My mental health is budgeted. My energy is motherfucking budgeted. Everything. So if it's something that's not in the budget with Quamo's well-being, bitch, oh, I'm not doing it. When I tell you I budget everything out, not just money, financially, everything from my motherfucking time to how I feel and what is going on with my life and how is this going to contribute to my life, my success, my goals, and is it going to take away from it or what? I need to know. Like, if it's not in the budget, I don't do it, bro. You got to be the same way. Like, literally, that's what I'm telling you. Like, budget is bigger than just understanding, like, controlling your finances. It's also, like, helping you make healthier choices. You gonna, when you start controlling what you spend, how much money you making and taking and shit like that, and what's going in and out of your account, and you managing your income, you will start making different changes. And this just start changing everything around you. Like, okay, well, I'm not going to be with this person because every time I hang out with this person, we always in the motherfucking mall shopping, doing some pointless ass shit, buying stuff that does not contribute to well-being. I'm not going to be doing it. I'm not. If you have to, like, constantly spend money and be around people like that, and you know your broke ass ain't got no motherfucking money, you need to sit the hell up in the house. Sit in the house, okay? But, like, literally, though, bro, like, You know, having a budget is important, especially if you have goals of becoming an entrepreneur or you have goals of like getting this debt paid off and you just want to travel more and just being more financially stable, becoming a millionaire. You have to get that budget all the way up under the wrap. And then like saving your money, you feel me? Saving your money. So like when we was young, you know, my grandma and them used to be always like, save your money. And I did used to save my money, but I never used to know what the fuck I was saving it for. So, like, I would spend it. I would save my money. And then, like, all right, I got enough money to go buy me a whole bunch of shoes, clothes, shit like that. And so I buy, like, something that I wanted. Like, but it never really, like, gave me much value later. So, like, now when I save up for money, it's, like, to pay off really big things, like, in my life. Like, my goal is to eventually pay all of my goddamn student loans. I got hella fuck student loans. I got credit cards. And I got all type of shit that I've done from making decisions that I'm loan. So, like, now that I'm, like, really getting my budget up under the wraps and shit, like, that's a goal. Like, let me get all of this shit up off of here. So, saving is important because you can't, like, get some things done by saving money. You know, even if you could just save as much, like, is $5 to $10 a month, it's a start. You know what I'm saying? Saving something is better than nothing. So even a small amount can make up a big difference, and it keeps you, like, on your shit. You know what I'm saying? It keeps you all the way up on your shit. So, like, a great goal to establish is a nice little emergency savings fund large enough to cover 3 to 6 months of your living expenses. That's a goal, like, because being fired as many times as I have is devastation. That's exactly why money being saved up can kind of, like, eliminate some of the devastation because you have money put up. You're not stressed out on what's going to get paid, who's going to get paid, this is going to get paid because you have, like, put yourself into, like, a very secured fucking situation. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we be hearing people say secure the bag. Let's for real, secure the motherfucking bag in 2020. You know what I'm saying? Let's secure that motherfucker. Let's get that bitch all the way secure for 2020. Let's secure that bag. Yeah, but literally, bruh. I ain't no expert. I don't want y'all to think that I'm David Ramsey, little sister, no shit like that. Because look, bruh, I'm broke, bucko. But I'm starting to get it together a little bit. You feel me? And I feel like I'm getting somewhere with creating this motherfucking budget. Like, I'm starting to see changes. Like I said, not just financially, but shit, mentally, physically, everything. Like, it's changing how I dress. It's changing the things that I want to do. It's changing the people that I want to associate with. And it's literally been like that, like, for a while because I'm, like, really trying to keep this budget on track. So, like, you eat differently when you're on the budget. You start eating better. You start eating healthier because you ain't going to be just eating all of that bullshit going out to eat all the time. Nope, you're going to take some time to look and see what the fuck is on sale and what's in it and why you should buy it. You're going to really, it's an investment. Like, food is investment, you know, because it's an investment into your motherfucking body and health. Anything that's going into your body is going to either contribute to it or take away from it. Spending time with people. You ain't gonna spend with people that just always wanna, when they see, oh, let's go to the mall. Oh, let's go do this. No, bitch. Nah, you my real friend. Okay, bitch, let's go for a walk. Let's go to the library. You know, let's just go do shit that's free and just enjoy each other's company. Oh, bitch, you wanna go have a drink? Well, bitch, let's have a cocktail at the house. Okay? We can have a cocktail at the house. We ain't gotta go no motherfucking well to have a goddamn good time. And so, literally, you know, people that don't want to contribute to that or want to, like, enhance that lifestyle with you, they're going to stop coming around you and you're going to stop coming around them because y'all ain't in the same tax bracket. Fuck that. Like, bitch, I ain't rich. Fuck you talking about? But, yeah. No, for real, y'all. Happy motherfucking 2020. It's on the way. I hope that this episode was helpful. I know I gave some tips. But like I said, I ain't Dave Ramsey expert. I'm just telling y'all what the fuck worked for me and what I be doing for myself. You feel me? Like, literally, keeping a budget has kept a bitch, like, shit, above water. You feel me? It has gave me very good times. And I'm very happy for my budget. I'm very happy for what's coming for the year 2020. And I want to send y'all good blessings and energy for 2020, y'all damn self. So, love y'all. Talk to y'all next year, probably. You know, whatever. I ain't gonna say probably. I definitely will be talking to y'all next year. But yeah, tell your mama, tell your friends to get them a motherfucking budget. If y'all want to use my budget sheet, you'll be able to get it from me. Just go ahead and send me an email. It actually may be a link in the episode notes. So go ahead and just click on it and just print it and use it. And let me know how it worked for you. But I'm up out of this, bitch. Have a good day. Bye.